is with us, former congressman from New York, former chair of the House Democratic Caucus. He's the honorary co-chair of the Pass USMCA Coalition. The Twitter handle is at Pass USMCA. Joe Crowley, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks. Great to be with you again.
Does this make the difference or not?
Well, I think at the end of the day, the Democratic Caucus wants to demonstrate that it can walk and chew gum at the same time. I think given all that's going on, Leader Pelosi, or should say Speaker Pelosi, has indicated she wants to get to yes, and I think at some point they'll do that.
To that point about walking and chewing gum at the same time, this is the concern, is that the impeachment inquiry is somehow keeping the House of Representatives from doing things like getting USMCA taken care of, like taking care of spending bills and so on. What's your perspective on that? How much does it occupy their time, and is there a disproportional amount of time being spent on impeachment concerns?
I think actually it in many respects has given them an extra leverage point, I think, with the administration. That's my sense, that the working group continues to work. This working group on trade that was created by the Speaker and by Richie Neal, the chairman, continue to work on the issues they're concerned about the environment, about labor, about enforcement. Those issues are still there, and I think even more so now. And my sense is that because this is all going on, Speaker Pelosi, as I've indicated, I think she has said that she wants to find a way to yes, that it's important for the country to do that. It's important for our relationships between our two closest neighbors and our two biggest trading partners here in North America that we get this right. And I think, Tim, the problem is that the fear of the absence of an agreement, which is there. I mean, this president is very erratic, as we all know. And he's indicated that if this isn't put into place, that he will notify both Mexico and Canada that his intention to withdraw from NAFTA. And as much as I don't like NAFTA, and I think I wouldn't have voted had I been in the House, as I said on the record, that the absence of any agreement, though, would be untenable, I think, for North America.
I guess the question also is whether or not this, if there is a delay, it would cause Mexico to rethink USMCA or Canada to rethink the USMCA.
Well, right now, Mexico has already passed the legislation. It's pending in Canada right now. And, you know, the concern here that the longer this gets dragged out, really more importantly, it gets pushed into the election year. And it gets even more and more difficult to get anything across the line. There are certain things that need to get done. The spending bills will need to get done. But they have a fallback when it comes to spending bills. They can do interim bills and getting, you know, just keep pushing the goalposts back, but not necessarily when it comes to other issues. And I think that's the problem here as it pertains to USMCA, and that's why I think it's important we get this done before the Thanksgiving break.
Well, you know that about spending bills. Yeah, I mean, we can get continuing resolutions. We can get some sort of temporary things. But a lot of things don't happen unless they actually are physically reapproved, right? I mean, like health extenders and so on.
Yes, exactly. So there are a myriad of issues. And there are other things that we'd like to move on. For instance, on gun control, that we'd like to see some modicum of movement on background checks, you know, on other measures that have been put forward by both Democrats and Republicans and working groups. And that this administration is held back on. So I do think it gets even more and more problematic the more we get into the cycle, already in the cycle. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But I do think we need to keep in mind that I think Speaker Pelosi can do both things, can move forward on the impeachment and move forward on legislation. The real question is, can the White House?
Well, you know, and again, former chair of the Democratic Caucus, he's now the honorary co-chair of the past USMCA coalition, Joe Crowley, is with us. An election year. It's always an election year, isn't it? I mean, it always seems that the election concerns are going to do something to throw a monkey wrench in the works.
It is. It is always an election year, as you said, but I think you're in a presidential election cycle, and it gets even hyper during the year of that election itself, with all the primaries that are taking place. Quite frankly, it's already started. So we're already in all these debates in terms of the Democratic side. But that will intensify as we get into the election year itself. The president, you know, he's not going to sit back and wait. You know, he's whether he has a challenge or not, he's going to simply just go out and do what he's going to do. And he's got a tremendous amount of money and resources. So he's going to be spending early on, is my anticipation.
Mm. I would like to, before we wrap up, get a quick thought. This week, the body of Representative Elijah Cummings will lie in state at the Capitol building. Thursday, I believe, is the day for that. And I know you served alongside him for a long time. Any thoughts on his passing?
He was an incredible human being, someone who is always approachable, someone who gave sage advice. One thing about him, he had the body of a football player. This man was just, you know, a tank. And at the same time, he had the heart of a gentle person. And he was very dignified and brought that to his daily work. The work that he did for Baltimore, the work he did for his hometown, he was the cheerleader for that great city. Even when it was under duress by this president and oppression by this president, he stood up and spoke up for those people and really tried to bring dignity back to the office of elective office in Washington. In his outcry for can't we do, aren't we better than this? You know, aren't we better than this? And repeating that, and I think that really struck home to all Americans.
Yeah, I think one of the many people have told the stories over the last several days is the fact that, yes, he could be combative in public, which, you know, is not an unusual thing in Washington these days. But behind closed doors, he was also conciliatory. In other words, he was not an enemy just because he was in the other party.
No, in fact, you know, if you remember early on of the Trump administration, Elijah took advantage of an invitation by the president, by Trump, to go to the White House. And he went there to say, you know, we have all these issues. He wasn't there to kiss up to him in any way, shape, or form. He was there to let him know, these are the issues the American people are confronting. These are the people that I represent. These are the issues that they're confronted with on a daily basis. What are you going to do to help alleviate? What are you going to do to help relieve them of these problems? And I admired him for that. I know that he took some flack for that. But in the end, I think he stood up for his constituents and went in there, not kowtowed, but standing up for what he thought was right. I've always admired him for that.
Joe Crowley, we will continue to track the progress of USMCA and other issues. Look forward to having you back. Thanks for being on POTUS today.
Thanks, my friend. All the best. Bye-bye.
Joe Crowley, honorary co-chair of the past USMCA coalition, former congressman, former chair of the Democratic caucus in the House of Representatives. Some thoughts on Elijah Cummings at the end, but also the USMCA and how impeachment and all is affecting the workings of the House. The Twitter handle is @PassUSMCA.